This is Voice of Korea.
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 Now, we begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Now, Renji Mail Chorus, Song of General Kim Jong-il.
Yeah. Dear listeners, you are welcome to Voice of Korea. Today's program will begin with the news. The news is followed by the ninth installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. And then an account, Guidance on the Central Tree Nursery. Next an account, Unique Pyongyang Folklore Park under construction. And then following comments, Popular Policies Peculiar to Korea. And then an account, Orangsan Power Station No. 2 Project in Rapid Progress, from the regular program Towards an Economic Power in 2012. And finally, we present an article, Ever Worsening Dollar Crisis. And between the programs, you'll enjoy some songs.
Now, here is the news. The great leader Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, and Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, gave field guidance to industrial establishments in North Pyongan Province. The workers of North Pyongan Province are effecting surprising miracles and feats in production and construction every day in the valorous final offensives to open wide the gate to a thriving nation in high spirits under the torch of a fresh revolutionary upsurge kindled by respected Kim Jong-il. The first leg of his field guidance was the Ryangtaek Bearing Factory. After being briefed on the modernization of the factory, leader Kim Jong-il looked around the processing and polishing workshops and different other places and got familiar with the promotion of technical reconstruction and production and highly appreciated their merits. Seeing bearing is of great importance in the development of industry of the country, including the machine building industry, he put forward highly important tasks facing the Ryangtaek Bearing Factory. Leader Kim Jong-il gave on-the-spot guidance to the Sinzu Shoes Factory. Conducted by leading officials of the factory, he went around the room of education through revolutionary relics and then the sole workshop and other production processes of the factory and got familiar with technical equipment and production. Seeing the technically updated modern production processes and different kinds of quality shoes produced at the factory, leader Kim Jong-il expressed great satisfaction over the workers of the factory who put the production processes on a modern and scientific basis and are normalizing production on a higher level in the revolutionary spirit of self-reliance and fortitude. Noting that the duty of the Sinzu Shoes Factory is very important in improving the people's livelihood, he put forth the tasks facing the factory. Then he saw various kinds of grass works produced at the Sinzu Grass Work Producers Cooperative and learned about the management of the cooperative. He was greatly satisfied to learn that the cooperative is making different kinds of smart and useful grass works with sage, corn husk and other local materials and agricultural byproducts so as to render services to the improvement of the people's livelihood and highly praised the wisdom and passion devoted to the people. Leader Kim Jong-il also gave field guidance to the Sinzu Chicken Farm reconstructed on an expansion basis. After hearing an explanation before a full view picture of the farm, he looked around the computer control room, hatching room and different other places and acquainted himself in detail with technical reconstruction and production. And he praised their wisdom and enthusiasm devoted to the people. Seeing the Sinzu Chicken Farm takes an important position in improving the diet of the Sinzu citizens, he put forward the tasks to be carried out in the management of the farm. He noted that the officials, party members and other working people in North Pyongan Province have brought about surprising changes in all sectors, including land development, as well as economic construction in recent years through a vigorous struggle to carry out the militant tasks given by the party and highly appreciated their proud successes. Leader Kim Jong-il said the consecutive miraculous successes in North Pyongan Province, filled with creation and feats, fully represent the warm breath of our fatherland advancing like surging waves towards the peak of a great prosperous and powerful nation. And he added that such a dazzling speed of advance is a great fruition of the indomitable will and inexhaustible spiritual strength of the Korean people, vigorously advancing without wavering in any trials, following the party with one mind.
The great leader, Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea and Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, gave field guidance to Unsan Tool Factory, kindling the flames of revolution in tool production. Conducted by leading officials of the factory, he looked around the room dedicated to the history of the factory. The Unsan Tool Factory is a glorious factory associated with the revolutionary activities of the great leader, President Kim Il-sung, who chose its site on October 21, 1950, when our country was undergoing the grimmest trials. Looking ahead into the future of victory and visited the factory in July 1963 and brightly illumined the road for its development. Looking around the drill workshop and different other places of the factory, leader Kim Jong-il learned in detail about the technical equipment and production and warmly encouraged the workers who were working hard for increased production, saving every minute and every second. He said, "Satisfactory solution of the issue of tools, the basis of machine building industry, is a precondition for the development of the machine building industry. Especially, our industry, which has been put on a higher speed and precision basis through full introduction of the production system based on the Juche-oriented CNC machine tools and is rapidly developing, surpassing the cutting edge, needs more tools of higher level correspondent to it." Leader Kim Jong-il earnestly called upon the workers of the Wonsan Tool Factory to kindle the fierce flames of revolution in tool production so as to bring about an epochal change in the tool production. Saying when up-to-date tools based on latest science and technology are fully provided, our Juche-based industry with the machine building industry as the core would jump onto a higher stage. He put forth militant tasks to wonderfully build up the Wonsan Tool Factory into a model factory of the Sungun era, equipped with up-to-date technology in a year. He called for rapidly finishing the technical reconstruction project and building another smart factory suited to the demand of the information industry era as early as possible and kindly solved knotty problems in the project. Leader Kim Jong-il expressed a belief that the workers of the Wonsan Tool Factory would register a proud success in the revolution in tool production by displaying extraordinary enthusiasm and patriotic devotion and thus contribute to making the national economy Juche-oriented, modern and scientific.
The Chinese Xinhua News Agency, International Radio and Hong Kong Phoenix Satellite Television on the 20th and the 21st reported the news of Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army Kim Jong-il's field guidance to the July the 18th cattle farm under Unit 580 of the Korean People's Army.
His Excellency Sergei Mikhailovich Mironov, Chairman of the Federation Council of the Russian Federation, visited the Kunsan Memorial Palace on Tuesday and paid a homage to the great leader President Kim Il-sung, who is laid in state there. Present there were his party and the Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Russian Federation to the DPRK. He was accompanied by officials concerned. A floral basket in the name of the Chairman of the Federation Council of Russia was laid before the full-length statue of President Kim Il-sung. Chairman Mironov paid a homage to President Kim Il-sung.
Colonel General Liang Guanglie, Minister of National Defense, who doubles as a State Councilor of the People's Republic of China, visited the Kumsusan Memorial Palace on the 24th and paid homage to the great leader Kim Il-sung, who is laid in state there. Present there were his party, Chinese Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary to the DPRK Liu Xiaoming, and the military, naval, and air attaché of the Chinese Embassy Sun Yanfeng. Accompanying them were Vice Marshal of the Korean People's Army Kim Yong-chun, Vice Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK and Minister of the People's Armed Forces, and General and other officers of the Korean People's Army. A photo basket in the name of the Minister of National Defense of China was placed at the foot of the full-length statue of President Kim Il-sung. Liang Guanglie paid homage to President Kim Il-sung. On the same day, the delegation of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Singapore, led by Second Permanent Secretary Bilahari Kaushikan, visited the Kumsusan Memorial Palace and paid homage to the great leader Kim Il-sung, who was laid in state there. The performances of members of the itinerant art agitation groups of the Kim Jong-tae Electric Locomotive Complex, the Tian Heavy Machine Complex, and the Tobacco Complex, and the art circle members of the Pyongyang Children's Foodstuff Factory were given at the People's Palace of Culture in Pyongyang on Tuesday. The performances were appreciated by senior officials of the party and state, chairpersons of friendly parties, and creators, artists, reporters and editors in the field of culture and art and the press in Pyongyang. Put on the stage were colorful items including chorus, "We are the happiest in the world," poem and storytelling, "We will carry forward the revolutionary spirit of Baekdu," mixed chorus, "Surpass the cutting edge," and drum beating and chorus, let's support our general.
The church-oriented literary and art idea study meeting on the Korean feature film, A Day of Training, was held on Tuesday. Present there were officials concerned and creators, artists, university teachers and researchers in the field of film and art. Speakers at the meeting said the feature film, A Day of Training, is another hit work in the Sungun era.
Talks between Cha Tae-bok, chairman of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Sergei Mihailovich Mironov, chairman of the Federation Council of the Russian Federation, were held at a month's assembly hall in Pyongyang on the 24th. Present at the talks from the Korean side were the chairman of the Korea-Russia-French Parliamentary Group, who is deputy to the Supreme People's Assembly, and other officials concerned, and from the Russian side, the suite members of the chairman of the Federation Council and the Russian ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary to the DPRK. At the talks, both sides exchanged views on the issue of boosting the friendly and cooperative relations between the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK and the Federation Council of Russia, and on a series of issues of bilateral interest. That day, Premier of the Cabinet of the DPRK, Kim Jong-il, met and had a talk with His Excellency Sergei Mihailovich Mironov, Chairman of the Federation Council of Russia, who paid a courtesy call on him at a month's assembly hall. The Supreme People's Assembly gave a reception at the month's assembly hall in honor of the Chairman of the Federation Council of Russia.
Kim Yong-nam, President of the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK, met and had a talk with His Excellency Sergei Mihailovich Mironov, Chairman of the Federation Council of the Russian Federation, who paid a courtesy call on him at the monthly assembly hall in Pyongyang on the 25th. That day, His Excellency Chairman Mironov and his party visited Nanyangdae, the birthplace of the great leader President Kim Il-sung. They also visited the Pyongyang University of Foreign Studies and the Jeongdae Church on the same day. They also laid a wreath before the Liberation Tower. Colonel General Liang Guanglier, Minister of National Defense, who doubles as a State Councilor of the People's Republic of China, laid a wreath at the Revolutionary Martyrs Cemetery on Mount Taesung in Pyongyang on Tuesday. Present at the referral ceremony were his party, Chinese Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary to the DPRK, Liu Xiaoming, and the military, naval, and air attaché of the Chinese Embassy. At Pyongyang, Vice Minister of the People's Armed Forces and officers of the Korean People's Army were on hand. The wreath was placed at the cemetery in the name of the Chinese Defense Minister. Then the participants at the 122nd Anti-US Solidarity Meeting held in Seoul too, voices were loud denouncing the war hawks for their war frenzy against the North. Now the flames of anti-war peace struggle are flaring up in different parts of South Korea with the participation of broader sections of people, including the members of the People for Peace and Reunification, the Solidarity for Progress of South Korea, altogether the Confederation of Trade Unions, the Preparatory Committee for Anti-War Peace Solidarity, and the Pyeongtaek Solidarity Conference of Democratic Organizations.
The head of the delegation of the DPRK spoke at the 36th meeting of the General Assembly of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations on the 20th. He appreciated the fact the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations has been exercising its leadership in recent years according to its mission. He said, "It was a lifelong desire of President Kim Il-sung, the father leader of the Korean people, to build a great prosperous and powerful nation where the national power is strong, everything prosperous, and the people live happily. It is an unshakable will of the government and people of the DPRK to open the gate to a thriving nation in 2012, marking the centenary of the birth of President Kim Il-sung. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea has entered a turning phase in the building of a rich and powerful state under the wise guidance of great Kim Jong-il. With a firm guarantee for a lasting peace provided in the Korean Peninsula, we are able to concentrate all efforts on the building of an economic power. The government of the DPRK is directing primary efforts to the leading sectors of the national economy in the economic construction, and concentrating all efforts on hitting the target of grain production so as to solve the food problem by itself. The government of the DPRK will further strengthen and develop friendly and cooperative relations with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations and all its member states and associates, according to the idea of its foreign policy for independence, peace and friendship, and make an active contribution to the international efforts for food security of the world, the head of the Korean delegation stressed. And this is the end of the news read by Chung Chul, Lim Tae-ho and Kim Hee-ok. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. Today we bring you the 9th installment. The popular masses, as the masters of everything in society, should fulfill their role and responsibilities. Only then can they defend their position and rights as befitting masters. The revolution and construction are undertakings for the popular masses and are their own undertakings. They must be responsible for and must solve all problems arising in the revolution and construction through their own efforts. In order to make the popular masses fulfill their responsibility and role as masters of everything in society, their consciousness as masters should be enhanced. To this end, priority should be given to ideological transformation and political work of all our undertakings. This is an intrinsic requirement of socialist society. In socialist society, where the popular masses are the masters of state and society, the main driving force of social development is the high revolutionary enthusiasm and creative initiative of the masses, who are equipped with independent ideological consciousness and who are united rock firm behind the party and the leader. It is only when all members of society are transformed in a communist way and their revolutionary zeal and creative initiative are boosted by giving priority to ideological transformation and political work that they can press on with the revolution and construction and fully demonstrate the advantages of socialism. In socialist construction, therefore, efforts must always be concentrated on educating the masses of the people and on boosting their revolutionary enthusiasm and creative activities by giving priority to ideological transformation and political work. There is no other masterstroke for propelling socialist construction than that of giving priority to ideological transformation and political work in order to enhance the role of the masses. Trying to move a man by means of money contradicts the intrinsic nature of socialist society. The advantages of socialism cannot be demonstrated by the method. Such a capitalist method cannot enhance the people's revolutionary enthusiasm or creative initiative, and worse still, it may degenerate the socialist system itself and throw it into jeopardy. By giving definite priority to ideological transformation and political work, our party could dynamically advance the revolution and construction and display the advantages of socialism to the full, relying on the masses' great revolutionary enthusiasm and creative initiative. The high revolutionary zeal and creative initiative of the popular masses, who are united firmly behind the party and the leader, is the source of the strength on which our socialism, centered on the masses, can demonstrate its advantages and invincibility as the most scientific socialism. In order to make the masses of the people fulfill their responsibility and role as the masters of everything in society, their creative strength should be cultivated. This is an important matter to which primary attention should always be given in the revolution and construction. As the popular masses create everything in society, the success of the revolution and construction depends on how to train the people into powerful beings. Training them into powerful beings means developing their creative ability along with their independent consciousness. In capitalist society, the popular masses demand to boundlessly develop as independent and creative beings cannot be realized properly. The imperialists and capitalists need slaves who produce surplus value and follow them obediently, not independent and creative people who have been brought to their independent consciousness and who are developed in many ways. That is why they resort to every possible means and method to degrade working people into slaves of capital, degenerating them ideologically and deforming their creative ability.
The popular masses' demand to develop into independent and creative beings can be fully realized only in socialist society. Our party has established the most superior socialist education system and a system under which the entire population studies. It is running these at the expense of the state and society, and is thus brilliantly carrying out the task of bringing up all members of society as full-fledged builders of socialism and communism. As a result, our people are pressing on with socialist construction, and they are solving every problem through their own efforts and wisdom under the banner of self-reliance, even in an extremely difficult situation. So far, we brought you the 9th installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. This is Voice of Korea.
In opening your chorus, No Motherland Without You.
Present an account, guidance on the censure through ministry. Dear listeners, the censure through ministry of the Ministry of Land and Environmental Conservation is in the outskirts of Pyongyang, the capital city of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Trees of the species of Korea and other countries are growing in the nursery, covering an area of 110 of hectares. Here is Park Dong-min, chief engineer of the Central Tree Nursery, saying,
이제 돌아보면 알겠지만 여기에는 정자 파종구, 자바가, 자파사라, 풍종 파종구, 원실구 등으로
As you see, our nursery is divided into several sections. Including a soil section, cultivation section, acclimatization section, variety conservation section, and greenhouse section.
Our nurseries grow millions of saplings of hundreds of kinds and are sending them to all parts of the country.
Large patches with trees of different shapes and sapling patches, large greenhouses for saplings designed for an effective use of sunlight and solar heat, and different buildings, all these were in good harmony and present the marvelous view. The sapling greenhouses and the humus cake production center have been built on the basis of latest science and technology. The nursery is producing millions of trees of good species every year in a highly scientific, industrialized and intensive way and sending them to all parts of the country, including the arboretum of the Kumsusan Memorial Palace, Youth Hero Motorway and Pyongyang Grand Theater. The vast sapling fields of the Century Tree Nursery are a precious wealth of Sungun Korea, built under the meticulous guidance of the great leader Kim Jong-il, who wants the Korean people to live in a beautiful paradise. Respected Kim Jong-il selected the best place with convenient transport and cultivation conditions to build a large-scale sapling field. And he took measures to bring seeds of hundreds of good species weighing tens of tons and more than 1 million saplings of nearly 200 kinds from different countries in Asia and Europe by large planes several times. Respected Kim Jong-il visited the Century Tree Nursery in early October last and highly praised the merits of the employees of the nursery, saying the pre-Century Tree Nursery reminded him of the future of the Southland when the green woods would carve the mountains, and it is a great success that they changed their nursery into a large-scale nursery in the revolutionary spirit of self-reliance, while over-fulfilling their production plan in the past. And, seeing the sapling greenhouses built on the basis of latest science and technology, he said with great satisfaction that they were producing saplings in a scientific, industrialized and intensive way. Han Jae-sun, official of the Century Tree Nursery, said,
나무 바다가 펼쳐진 나무장을 만족하게 바라보시던 위대한 장군으로
얼마나 바라볼 얼마나 공허한 결과를 지내신
이를 모시고 사는 것을 또다시 조감을
Looking at the great Kim Jong-il watching the first nursery with a multitude of saplings with satisfaction, the Kimmy felt once again what awful patriotism of the heroes. The afforestation is a work to reshape the appearance of the country and increase natural resources of the country. Regarding this work as nature remaking project of eternal significance to provide people with better living conditions and environment, we'll make all efforts to change our country into beautiful socialist paradise, a land of tapestry in the ear of the workers' paradise.
Thanks to the peerless great leader, Korea will be turned into land enclosed in a park thick with trees and flowers. To an account under the title, Guidance on the Century Tree Nursery. This is Voice of Korea. Now present an account, Unique Pyongyang Folklore Park under construction. A unique Pyongyang Folklore Park is being built at the foot of picturesque Mount Taesung in Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The Folklore Park will vividly show the 5,000-year-long history and graceful and civilized culture of life of the Korean nation. The park is a new twice-unit recreation ground of the people, covering a wide area of over 200 hectares. Usually, a park or recreation ground means a place where many people had a pleasant time. But the Pyongyang Folklore Park is not merely a holiday resort, but an open-air folklore museum to implant the people with the soul of the nation and enable them to feel natural sentiments while witnessing and experiencing the Korean history and natural customs. The park is going to be divided into different sections around the site of the Iron Palace of Mount Taesung, including historical relics display section, folklore village, folk game section, general folk hall, and section of management. Displayed in the historical relics display section will be models of typical relics and remains and monumental structures created by the Korean people in the long historical period from the primitive ages to modern times. Set up there will be picture booths showing the life of primitive men. Also installed there will be models of mausoleums of King Tang-gun, King Dong-yong, King Wang-gun, and other successive kings, ancient pagodas such as the pagoda of Gunggang Temple of Gwa-go-do and the pagoda of Niduk Temple of Baekje, various tombstones such as the monument on the tomb of King Gwang-ge-to and the monument to royalty, and typical historical reliefs and remains such as pipa sheet dated of ancient Korea and rain gauge of the Lee dynasty in the ratio of the 1-to-1 or in miniature. In the Fuklu village, there will be built more than 150 buildings as they were, including dwellings of ancient times such as primitive four-sided huts and slaveholders' house of ancient Korea, government office and military camp of Goguryeo, building of the palace of Panhae, Songjunggwan of Goryeo and other typical structures, and houses, mills, blacksmith's house, shops and private schools of the Ji dynasty. In the restored houses, they will show the process of making folk food, serve the guests with the food, and show the process of making various kinds of glasswork, porcelains, Goryeo pharmaceuticals, Korean costumes, and handicrafts. A sightseeing district of Korean map shape will be built in the area of 2 hectares. There will be arranged the models of the Anak Palace, Wei Fort of Gyeongju, Puyo Fort, Manwul Pavilion, Gyeongbok Palace, and other structures of different historical ages, miniatures of celebrated mountains such as Mount Daegu and Mount Geumgang, and other scenic places of Korea, adding beauty to the scenery of the park. In the modern structure display section of the folklore park will be built 11 miniature structures, including the Tower of the Two-Pair Idea, the Arch of Triumph, the Party Founding Memorial Tower, the Grand People Study House, the Tsunami Statue, and the Red Sea Barrage. Besides, there will be built a folk game section with a general open-air playground and indoor playground and the general folk hallway, comprehensively showing historical relics. A general folk food restaurant, open-air dining grounds and resting sites will be built in different parts so that the working people can have meals and enjoy a pleasant time. The Pyongyang Folklore Park will increase the national pride and honor of the Korean people and make a contribution to preserving and eulogizing the time-honored history and brilliant cultural tradition of the Korean nation forever. Now the construction is being promoted at a fast speed. The builders have finished a roadbed project, storm sewerage system project, and foundation project of main buildings in a short span of time, and are accelerating the framework project of buildings in different sections. The walls of some structures have been already built. Thanks to the noble love of the great leader Kim Jong-il for the nation and devoted efforts of the builders to realize his patriotic intention, the Pyongyang Folklore Park will be built as a unique recreation ground of the people and as another monumental structure of the Songun era. You've been listening to the account, Unique Pyongyang Folklore Park Under Construction. This is Voice of Korea. Now, Voice of Korea presents a female solo, People Will Live in Its Bosom Forever. The country is eternal with the ear of the Workers' Party of Korea. It will be prosperous in this land of Juche. The sun illuminating the society of people. He's our brilliant fatherland. The great leader General Kim Jong-il is our intimate father. People will live forever in his bosom, forever in his bosom.
Popular policies peculiar to Korea. The world public highly praised that all the popular policies enforced in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea are wonderful ones which cannot be found in any other countries of the world. After looking round the Pyongyang Kim-won-gun Conservatory, Satoshi Okamoto, an instrumentalist at the New York Philharmonic of the United States, said,
I just love the best students who I just told.
Just very positive and very talented. And
they're very nice, the human being. Well, some schools like a Curtis have like all
free, all fellowship, but like
that's very rare.
Usually you have to pay a lot of money for their college.
And if this is free, that's very good. You know, it should be like that.
That's great. Just great.
I mean, the fact that the students can come here for free.
Well, of course, free is better.
So like, in anything free, it's great.
Serena Acosta Brooks, member of the State Council of Cuba and Secretary General of Santiago de Cuba Province of the Women's Federation of Cuba, looked around the Pyongyang Maternity Hospital and said,
Tenemos muy buena opinión del recorrido efectuado aquí en este hospital, que es un hospital general. Hemos tenido la posibilidad hoy de visitar salas relacionadas con el tema de la ginecostasia.
I was deeply impressed to look around this hospital. Looking around different rooms of the obstetrical and gynecological department, I learned that everything here is associated with concern for women. And I came to know well that the medical workers here render great services in support of the letter of great Kim Jong-il, that everything should serve the people. Public health should serve the people, and healthy people can do their duty for social construction. I greatly admire the treatment of pregnant women and all work of specialists. I wish you greater success in the work for the people.
The Nigerian newspaper Observer wrote, The social policy of Korea focuses the international public concern. It is because Korea regards the people as the most precious being and enforces policy on putting everything at the service of the people. In Korea, the state is entirely responsible for the people's life. Dwelling houses are built at state expense and given to the people free of charge. All the Korean people lead an equal life without worry about medical treatment, education of children and tax, thanks to the social benefits. All the popular policies enforced in Korea are wonderful ones which cannot be found in any other countries of the world. You've just heard the following comments, Popular Policies Peculiar to Korea. This is Voice of Korea.
Tourism economic power in 2012. We now present an accounting of the title, Ransom Power Station Number 2 Project and Rapid Program. Dear listeners, recently, many large-scale hydraulic power stations and medium and small-scale hydraulic power stations are under construction in Korea for solving the issue of electricity. One of them is the Rungsan Power Station, now under construction in North Hungan Province in the northern part of Korea. The province successfully finished the building of Rungsan Power Station No. 1 in 2007. Officials and builders of the power station in the province are vigorously promoting the construction of power station No. 2 with the spirit and stamina they had displayed in building power station No. 1. New innovations and feats are performed every day in different places of the construction site of Rungsan Power Station No. 2, including dam and water tunnel projects. Those in charge of the construction of the power station find a way for ensuring high speed and quality of the construction in introducing bold and efficient building methods and concentrate greater efforts on it. Power station builders in North Hungan Province actively introduced valuable technical innovation and rationalization proposals to promote the construction on a high level while saving large amount of cement, steel and other materials. Though everything was insufficient and difficult, the water tunnel builders finished the heading of water tunnel ahead of schedule, overcoming all difficulties with their strength and promoting tunnel expansion and concrete tenting simultaneously. They are solving all problems arising in the project with their strength through a vigorous mass technical innovation drive. On the basis of the experiences accumulated in the construction of power station No. 1, the builders of the dam ensure full operation of sorters, crushers, mixers and other equipment needed for the project. They are effecting innovations in the dam concrete tamping by making the best use of improved vibrators. 2 years ago, the great leader Kim Jong-il visited the construction site of the Rungsan Power Station and taught the builders how to solve the problems arising in promoting the power station project ahead of schedule. Rungsan Power Station No. 2 will be completed in the near future thanks to the high enthusiasm of the builders. You've been listening to my content editor. Rungsan Power Station No. 2 project in rapid progress from our regular program Tools and Economic Power in 2012. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, as you know, a financial crisis broke out in the United States last year and plunged the world into serious economic disasters. As a result, the age of US dollar, symbolic of the capitalist economy, is doomed to ruin. This time we present an account under the title, Ever Worsening Dollar Crisis. Now the world takes it for granted that the US dollar is losing the position of international standard currency and regards it as a trend of the times. Recently, the president of the World Bank said, if the United States regards dollar as world's dominant reserve currency, it may be a mistake. In the future, other currencies will emerge to replace the US dollar. The Russian president called for the reformation of the standard currency system on several occasions, and Russian Prime Minister Putin proposed using the opposite country's currency in the Russia-China trade instead of US dollar. In Europe, voices are loud calling for an increased rate of euro in the financial market as the dominant position of US dollar is coming to an end. The central banks of different countries are reducing the amount of US dollar in the foreign currency reserve of their countries and increasing the proportion of gold and euro. Individuals are also selling US dollar and buying euro. Recently, some petroleum-rich countries are taking measures to suspend oil transactions by US dollar while watching its devaluation. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad issued an order on conducting foreign exchange of the country not with US dollar but with euro. The Iranian government announced a decision on using euro, not dollar, in oil transactions. The rejection of US dollar in different parts of the world is throwing the United States into great confusion. Now, the United States is making a great fuss to put the situation under control, but it is as good as dipping out water with a broken dipper. It is clear that the confidence in the US dollar has fallen in the international financial market and is finishing its mission as an international standard currency. The United States should not blame others for the present position of the US dollar. It is a result brought by the United States itself
and the main reason lies in the economic policy fraught with contradictions and balanced the structure of political and economic system under which large munitions monopolies control everything, tremendous foreign debts, financial deficits and the like. The doom of the dollar age is a reflection of the moribund hegemonic position of the United States, and it means that a shadow of destruction began to fall on the capitalist world. The age of dollar cannot avoid its doom. You've been listening to an account, Ever Worsening Dollar Crisis. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, with this we conclude the English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye. This is Pyongyang.